We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The other big stories this morning, the fact that the Supreme Court came through on the asylum situation yesterday. The president, of course, tried to change the rules, saying if you're going to seek asylum and you're truly in peril, you should go to the nearest safe country, which obviously would, if you're in Guatemala or Central America, be somewhere other than the United States. You got to travel a long way to get here. And the Supreme Court said he's right. You can't enjoin him from this until it works its way through court. So a big victory for the Trump administration on that one yesterday. We'll get to more on that in a minute. Right now, I want to bring you up to date on what's going on in the House, where they continue to dig and look for ways to impeach the president. Believe it or not, they're doing that. We're joined right now by Rachel Sutherland. She's, of course, a reporter for Fox News Radio, and great to get her on here again this morning. Rachel, how are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So I know that, you know, the House came back this week, and they immediately launched into whether or not they can find a basis to impeach the president. What's the latest on this?
Well, that's the question. It's exactly, Republicans are asking, what exactly is the House Judiciary Committee doing right now? And they're trying to define it. That's what this is all about. This is not about bringing articles of impeachment to the House floor. It's not about anything like that. This hearing is designed to set the parameters for a potential impeachment inquiry. But Republicans are saying, I thought it was interesting, I think it was Congressman McClintock who said, you want your impeachment and deny it too at the same time. So, yeah, it's fascinating because they're trying to define what they're doing, and not even all Democrats are on board. Impeachment is the third rail of politics heading into 2020, and they don't want to talk it. They don't. A lot of them just want to stay away, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And it appears that the chairman, Jerry Nadler, wants to move forward, whereas Pelosi doesn't. So he's doing it in this committee. And basically, they're saying, the Republicans are saying, you can't outsource impeachment. You need to bring it to the full House. There's already been a vote in the House saying we're not going to do this. But in the committee, they want to.
Yeah. And so they're going to try again. They're going to try to find some grounds for it. And I even heard somebody last week, and it wasn't a congressperson, suggest that the president disputing the, you know, NOAA weather map might be grounds for impeachment. It really, at some point, you get to the impression that they're really stretching to find something here.
Well, I think that's part of the inquiry. The fact is, they want to look for reasons to impeach the president. One, I mean, it's the grounds of it is based on possible obstruction of justice, right? But Nadler even said himself that they would look for other grounds of potential misconduct. So it could be a sweeping investigation. And again, though, just to be clear, this is not bringing the articles to the House floor. It's not even really going with that step. It's just right now all they're doing is arguing about whether or not they're going to pass this resolution today that will allow them to start hauling in witnesses, getting information, not classified necessarily, but documents in closed session. And it would also allow counsel to be able to question witnesses, which they're arguing over right now, whether it should be members or counsel, and allow the president and his lawyers the opportunity to respond, which Ranking Member Doug Collins laughed about. So we don't know how outspoken this president is already. He's not going to stay quiet. So I guess we'll know within hours here whether or not they're going to do this. And I think it's fascinating to find Speaker Pelosi's reaction to what Nadler is doing, because it really does seem that he's kind of bucking her in some respect.
I admire what you do, Rachel, because I think I've reached a point where I'm not sure I can keep a straight face asking Nancy Pelosi how she's handling this impeachment case. I don't even know how she keeps a straight face when she answers the question. That's what it's come down to. Rachel, thank you. We'll listen to you on Fox News Radio. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Rachel Sutherland, at Sutherland. Let me make sure I get that correct. What is it?
It's at Sutherland Fox.
At Sutherland Fox on Twitter, mm-hmm. if you want to follow Rachel there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.